But teaching requires planning, and like nobody can plan for anything right now. And that's going to affect the quality of what they're able to deliver. And I don't think that we as a country are in a great position to deliver shittier education than we already do on a mass scale. So one of the things I'm really, really hopeful for, and that I think feels more or less within our grasp, is just a really solid and continuous September. You know, and even if the second wave starts on October 1st, if we can establish those relationships and like give the kids 3 great weeks of school and have them really know us and have them start to trust us a little bit and start to be, to view us as facilitators of something that is interesting and appealing and meaningful to them. I just feel like that sets us up, even if the rest of the year, God forbid, is remote. I think that that beginning feels really important. And so I'm really hopeful for that and excited about that. And I am really just in awe of the way that our teachers are thinking about that. And about sort of accelerating and reprioritizing what they do first, so that if the first 6 weeks are the only 6 weeks, the children will have gotten the things that are most important to us that they get first, which wouldn't be the order we would normally do it. You know, when you can count on the whole year, we would put other things before that. But I think I've been really excited to think about that. I love, I mean, of all of the things that I've hated about having to do this work, I love thinking about curriculum. And I love thinking about what, you know, of the infinity ways that you could run your classroom this year and that you, things you could do, what's the one that's most right for you and your kids right now, right? Like, I love that. And so that, I'm excited to really start doing that again and to start doing it not only in the way that I have been doing it and that the teachers have been doing it, which is sort of theoretically what feels important, what do we want them to know, how do we want them to engage with the world in, you know, in ways that are physically safe, but also perhaps like intellectually riskier than ways that we've always, you know, less protected, less sheltered, maybe. But also, you know, we can do that and we can have those conversations, and they're great conversations to have, and they are like my favorite conversations to have. But when the kids come, they're, each of them is coming with their own agenda and their own baggage and their own curiosities and their own like weird 6 months that they just had. And I'm really excited to find out what that is and to also be really purposeful about, you know, doing with them what you all are doing with us, of like recording that for them and helping them figure out what that is, both as an artifact, but also for their own, you know, processing and moving forward and reflection. And so I'm really excited about that. I'm really curious about that.